Hi, hey, this is Authority Zero, and you're listening to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast.
Yeah!
It sucks, I still think Mabel, she's the bomb.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. This is season 3, episode Lucky 13, and this is Kristen, and I'm here with my co-Mabel, Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Lucky 13.
Yeah, Lucky 13.
What's up?
How's it going?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. And for listeners that don't know, Sarah and I do this over Skype. So I'm actually in Boston. Sarah is in Las Vegas. And we record these episodes and we get to hang out and chat. And it's like, it's just so nice to catch up because with the time zone differences and life and everything that gets in the way, it's like when I can call you on Skype, when I can say, hey, Sarah, let's record. And then we can like chat for an hour and then record together. And it's just so nice to see you. It makes my day.
I'm just sitting here gazing into her eyes on this Tuesday evening, looking at that lovely
smile. Is it
Tuesday? Wait.
No, it's Wednesday.
This Wednesday evening. I don't even know what year it is anymore.
I know.
Like,
I know.
I'll apologize. I feel like I'm always apologizing. This time we're not recording in the morning, which is cool. So I should be awake. But last night I slept 2 hours and woke up in the middle of the night and couldn't fall back to sleep. And then just busted my ass all day. It was one of those chaotic days. So,
yeah,
you know, I mean, nothing's different because I usually just ramble anyway. But if it's especially rambly tonight, apologies.
Well, that's what's hard about the time zone differences, too, is because either we do it in the morning when I'm like, I'm good because it's midday for me and it's morning for you. And you're like, can I just have a cup of coffee? You know, like,
I love that, though.
You need some time. And then if we record at night right now, like, you're good and I'm exhausted.
Yes.
Because it's 10:30 here, which is way past my bedtime because I'm super lame.
Yeah, that's fine. I usually am in bed by 9, so that's okay.
Yeah. but we make it work because it's worth it. And the Mabel Syndrome Podcast has been going on for like, I don't know, 3 years now. And we have 3 seasons and it's worth it. And I want to keep it going. And I know we had a long stretch of a break in there. We probably should, this should be like season 4, except it's not. But long stretch of a break in there where I just wasn't feeling like into it. And we're going to talk about this on another podcast, but we had some bad luck with interviews that we did that we then couldn't release, an episode we had to take down and different stuff like that. And I guess I was just feeling kind of like bummed out about it and disappointed. Yeah, totally disheartened. And, you know, sometimes you do need to take a step back and reevaluate things. But now I feel really gung-ho and like excited to be talking about this stuff again. And we have a lot of new women in our We Are Mabel Syndrome Women group on Facebook. So if you are a woman and have Facebook and want to join that group, then just request to join. And we just talk about like all sorts of stuff, like from like shitty stuff that we're going through to like really good stuff that we can recommend to one another. And
it's the support group that you didn't know you needed.
Exactly. Punk rock women. I mean, we just get each other in a different way.
It's just nice that, you know, I think you and I talked about this once where when there's good news in life, I either go to the chat with you ladies first or the group, or if there's bad stuff, the same thing. It's like this non-biased way to talk about, it's a connection. So it's a community. Like, we all need community to thrive. So like, we go in there and talk about upcoming shows that you need someone to go with, or if one of us is going through some shit and need advice, or if one of us has really great things going on and, you know, wants a pat on the back about it, it's really fun. I love that group, and it's made me like, I have more amazing friends all over the place now because of it. Again, if you're a friend of my friend, or we have this many things in common, you're my friend now, and people should be part of that group.
Yeah, for sure. So look for We Are Mabel Syndrome Women in the groups on Facebook, and feel free to join. If you're so inclined, we would love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is going on, Sarah? Have you been to any shows lately?
This year, so let's just address, because right now, I don't even know, it's February 26th. Compared to last year, I've slowed, well, actually last year I pumped the brakes a bit too. I've slowed down significantly. I've realigned my priorities a bit. So I'm trying to save some money. I'm back to trying to fix what I demolished along with my health goals from last year. I lost all that weight and gained half of it back. So I'm back to the gym and dieting again. So in doing so, I've cut back on going out. But in the last couple months, so for 2020, my first show, I went to go see my friend Matt play in Guttermouth here in Vegas at the dive bar, which was so fun.
So you saw Guttermouth or you saw Matt?
Both. Different Matt. Not the Matt you're thinking of. Not my Matt. Matt no, from Guttermouth. No, but...
Right. Oh,
yeah, he but you plays said guitar. Matt
from Guttermouth.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if he was doing something solo or if you saw Guttermouth.
Oh, sorry. Let's readdress that and we'll cut back in here. Edit that
out. No, so. I was just curious. Okay, so you saw Guttermouth and your friend Matt's in that band.
My friend Matt plays in Guttermouth, so I went to go see Guttermouth at the dive bar here in Vegas. Awesome show. They played with a lot of local bands. It was a fun one. After that, I went to go see, I don't know if I'm saying his name right, and I never have, and I might never know, but Chris DeMakes from Lesson Jake.
Yeah, Chris DeMakes, yeah.
I saw an acoustic show at Evil Pie out here with him, which was awesome.
He's funny, right? Like, did he make a ton of jokes?
I need to say this. I felt really bad for him because Evil Pie is like this little pizza place and it's an acoustic show. And obviously, like, I'm there because I love and have loved Les and Jake growing up and I love him. And then, but some people happen to just be there because it's a free show, like from getting pizza. So they'll go like walking by him as he's playing with their pizza in hand. He's like, oh, hey, like mid song. He'll be like, oh, hey, like following people with his eyes as they walk by. And it's like,
yeah,
it's not the same crowd really he's witty. Used to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's super witty. He's my favorite. I would say he's my very favorite banter guy. You know how bands will take a break in the middle of a set and just kind of like tune or something or do whatever they need to do. He's my favorite banter guy to stand up there and he'll make jokes and they're all spot on. And I'm sure a bunch of them are recycled. You know, he's like, he said the same thing the night before in Hartford or whatever, which is fine. But he's hilarious. And spoiler alert, I was talking to Chris today and he's going to be on the podcast.
Yeah. What's up? Oh, yeah. I've got questions. Cool.
Yeah, so
that's awesome.
Anyways.
Yeah, he was a good one. And again, it was this free show at Evil Pie.
And I think his friend is a JT Turret. JT Turret. That's a name I'm not sure. But they were doing like a little acoustic run together, right? Was there another person there?
There was, but I don't know that name.
Okay.
It was him and one of the guys from Authority Zero, and there was someone else, but I got there after work, so I might have missed that.
Oh, that's the one he was doing with Jason DeVore.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That they were doing a solo or an acoustic thing to like a little run together. That's what it was. Okay.
Yep. So that was a good one. And then the Drowns, who I love so much. They played at Evil Pie too, so another awesome free show there, and they just kill it every time.
Does Evil Pie just do free shows?
Yeah. Yep.
What?
Yep. It's so good. And it just keeps getting, like, I'm seeing Off With Their Heads there in a few weeks.
What?
I know.
That's crazy.
So when you're in Las Vegas, go to Evil Pie because it's the best slice. There's always good music, the best staff. It's like my Cheers. Like, that's the only place I go here.
They're like, Sarah.
No, they're probably like, you're cut off. Like,
cut her off before she comes in.
Get that redhead out of here. She's a mess. Give her more pizza. No, I love Evil Pie. So the Drowns, and I actually was talking to a couple of the guys, but I was talking to Rev, and I was like, would you be interested in being on an episode? And he was absolutely down. So, hey, let's get you guys on an episode of The Mabel Syndrome.
We got to do that ASAP.
So they're just so great.
That's another really great one. And their new album is amazing.
I can't stop listening to that.
Yeah.
I actually finally found the strength to shut it the fuck off because it was consistent. Like, I would open Spotify and drive and it was already on. I'm like, oh, well, you're already driving. It's dangerous to change it now. Or get to the gym and be like, well, you're already listening to this and this is fine.
Do you have a favorite song on that album?
So yeah, that new album's really good. There's that one that made me think of, well, it got thrown in my face. Is like, this could be the Mabel Syndrome anthem, and Cue the Violins is really good. Oh, what's the fucking really cute one? Waste in Time is so adorable. I love that one.
Okay, so if we were to choose one of those for the end of this episode, which one?
Ah, crap. Well, it's Mabel Syndrome, so we have to do Cue the Violins.
Okay.
And then listen to the lyrics. Read the lyrics. They're beautiful. Oh, hey, everyone. This is Sarah. I'm here in Las Vegas, just sitting at my desk in queue to buy some punk rock bowling club show tickets. And while I'm sitting here, I do have adamandeve.com open. As you might have heard, they are Mabel Syndrome's very first sponsor, which is super exciting. Who doesn't love discounts and free stuff? So let's just get right into it. Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff to spice up your bedroom is even better. Select almost any one item for 50% off, and then Adam and Eve loads on the free stuff. Enter offer code MABEL at checkout and get 10 tantalizing free gifts. A sexy item for him, a special gift for her, and a third item that you'll both enjoy. And 6 free spicy movies, plus free shipping. That's MABEL, M-A-B-L-E, MABEL at adamandeve.com. And for inquiring minds, someone I know, maybe it was me, maybe it was not, took a peek to see if you could get 50% off the Sivian machine. It turns out that's not one item that's 50% off because it's over a grand. But for so many other items, you get that promo code. So take a look around and happy shopping. And I've lost my patience. Turns out this nurse has the cure for me. Cause I'm broken and stuttering. So I flew home and went to a show with you in Boston. We went to go see a local band, Michael Caine, in the morning afters, and I got silly. We both.
Oh, I got silly.
It happened so fast. Next time we should eat dinner first. You're right.
Yeah, we did not eat dinner. I was like, it was an early show. I was waiting for Carly to get there, and then we had to go right to the show, and we had time to eat. I just didn't think we did, because of course the show didn't start on time. But I did not eat, and I was drinking a lot of vodka sodas, and woof, oh boy. Let's just say Sarah had to put me in an Uber, and she's like, are you sure you can't stay? And I'm like, I cannot stay.
You're better off.
I need to go home.
We didn't eat enough heavy food afterwards. It was, I don't think we were too far behind you. I think we ate, and I don't remember even, and then went back.
But this that was a very fun night. That was the night that Petra photographed us.
Petra, so, if you listen to these, you're a doll and I adore
she
you.
She is.
What a fun, it really was a fun, silly night.
It really was.
If you follow us on social media, there's some funny pictures of a bathroom. And next time, like, someone be like, hey, don't bring your drinks in the bathroom. So I'm looking at these pictures, I'm like, this is not sanitary.
And it was the men, or maybe they were both unisex, but yeah, it was a disgusting, tiny bathroom that we decided to take pictures in. And I'm like, drinking my drink. But that's what happens when you're drunk, you know?
Zero fucks given.
Zero fucks.
So the last show I went to was actually really cool and different. Mm-hmm. I've made a Vegas bucket list, and I don't really go to shows. Like, all I ever do are punk shows or, you know, anything under that rock umbrella, of, you know what I mean. I went to go see Gwen Stefani. She had a residency here. And I think it's ending. And, like, to see a performance with, like, costume changes and dancers and a lot of old No Doubt songs, I had so much fucking fun.
Awesome. She's an amazing performer. She has it. Whatever it is,
pretty.
She has it.
She's so talented, and for crying out loud, she's in her 50s, and I'm looking at her like, you still are my, like, lady crush.
Right.
Do you have a lady crush?
She would be one, for sure. Gosh, I don't know. Off the top of my head, I can't think of... Well, I love Mila Kunis. I've always had, like, this little, like, I don't know. She's just cute and sexy, and I just love Mila Kunis. So I guess that's who I would say is my lady crush. But
good answer.
But Gwen's awesome too.
I just feel like I detached a little bit from it. Not like no one's too cool for anything. So let's start with that. But what I mean is like a lot of the things that she's been doing lately are not things that I'm connected to. Like I don't watch that TV, the Voice TV show that she's on, and a lot of like her like newer pop stuff I just never listen to. I'll hear it in the lobby at work, but it's not, I don't know. And then I got there and kind of forgot what I was there like for. Not really, like I was there, but it didn't hit me until she started singing and the song Bathwater came on. And I immediately looked at my friend Sarah and I was like, holy shit. Like I had goosebumps and I was like, no doubt, Gwen Stefani like brought me back to being a kid again. And, you know, my dad, one of my, okay, so get this. One of my dad's first tours that when I was a kid, so it was 1997, we went to go down to, what's the venue in Massachusetts that keeps changing names?
Twitter Center.
Yeah. Before that, was it Great Woods?
Great Woods.
Great Woods. So it was 1997 and it was, my dad was driving Face to Face and it was Face to Face, No Doubt, and Weezer. And it was the Tragic Kingdom tour. So being like 10 or under, or maybe it's 95. Like to me, that was like the coolest. Even as an adult now, I'd kill to see Face to Face and No Doubt still.
Right.
Like playing those albums that were out and significant in 1995. I'd be like, all right.
Yeah. So your dad, so people might not know that your dad was a tour bus driver.
Still is.
And so was he, still is. Yeah. So was he driving one of those bands at that time for that tour?
I could be mistaken, but I'm assuming it's Face to Face.
Okay.
But he's driven Gwen Stefani more recently. Like the first year I lived in Vegas, we got to go see her. For some reason, that wasn't as memorable as this past one. But I'll have to ask him. I want to do an episode with my dad on here. I think he'd be a fucking riot.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
And all of you can hear his accent. I mean, maybe. I don't know. He's just a storyteller.
Yeah.
But
that would be awesome.
What shows have you done recently?
Yeah, it's been a slow start to the year, I guess, for me. So in New England in the winter, a lot of bands are smart enough not to come here, frankly, because shows get canceled and then fans are disappointed or there's like delays and just, you know, driving around in the winter in New England is not easy. So we don't get a ton of bands that come around here in the wintertime. So I saw Michael Caine and the Morning Afters. Right? With you. I barely saw that show, but I did. And then just a couple nights ago, I saw my buds in Rebuilder play with Dead Bars. Dead Bars is a, I guess, pop punk band from Seattle, and they're amazing. I love them. And I did do an interview with John on the podcast, so look for that if you haven't heard that one. It was a fun interview to do. John's like one of the nicest guys around, and so it was really fun to see him. And Dead Bars has this, I don't, it's one of my favorite lyrics in a song of all time. They have a song called No Tattoos, and the lyrics go, everyone's got tattoos, and he's like, everyone's got tattoos, I don't have any tattoos. They want to remember some things. I want to forget everything.
You should play that at the end of the episode, too.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe I played it. I may have played it at the end of the episode that I did with John.
Okay.
I can't remember. But I just love that because it's like, yeah, like we all have tattoos on our body that remind us of different things. But maybe sometimes you don't want reminders.
No, there's a few that I don't like. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. You know, he's just like, I'm a punk rock dude with no tattoos because I want to forget everything.
That's good. So I want to listen to that.
Yeah, it's an awesome song. But so I went to that. That was at Charlie's Kitchen, which is I hate to badmouth. I'm not badmouthing it, but I'm not a fan. That's the one venue in Boston that's not my favorite. And this is the reason why. It's a long venue. So the band is playing at the very front in a very narrow space that goes straight back. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. So I cannot see anything ever. And there's no stage. So the band's just playing on the floor and a very long, narrow, like, hallway. Oh, you're like watching a show in a hallway and you can't see anything.
Yeah.
So I love, like, I love the people at Charlie's Kitchen. I love my friend Daniel that books the shows there and everything. I'm just like, oh, I just wish they would get a stage. I wish I could see something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of frustrating.
Well, yeah, you're a little,
I don't know,
shrimp.
That's like that. Yeah, short girl problems. It's kind of specific to me, I guess, but
see, anyways. I'd go there and be like, what are you talking about? This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds and looks good from up here.
Right. Exactly.
No, I get that. We've got a lot of ones out here. I mean, Evil Pie even just put like a mini stage, but it's kind of the same thing. It's different. But I get it.
Yeah. Carly and I were literally standing there and I'm like, this guy's jacket's really nice.
Oh, yeah, you're both shrimps.
Yeah. We're just literally staring at the back of this man's jacket the entire time the show's going on.
I don't know if you can, you might want to crop this out or if you keep it, it's cute. But so the other night, my boyfriend got out of the Chris Cresswell show and was heading home. And this was the cutest thing, that I've been kind of an emotional wreck this week because I'm just busy and tired. And he was like, yeah, like I was driving by and I know that Kristen and Carly are there. So like, I literally just like, I couldn't drive by and not say hi. So I literally parked, ran in, said hi to them. It was busy in there and the next show was starting. So I just said hi and walked out and went home. And I'm like, that's weird. And he's like, well, I just wanted to say hi. I'm like, and then I was like, oh my gosh, like you wanted to go in and say hi to my friends. I think that's really cute. And he's like,
it was so
they're
sweet.
My, but wait, it gets cuter. He's like, but oh, they're okay. My friends now too. And like, I just wanted to say hi. And I was like, God damn it. So awesome. Like, so I'm over here in Las Vegas and everyone that I care about and love is over in Boston. And I'm like, I want to stop in and say hi randomly. That's so rad.
You know what's awesome about that story is the fact that you're happy about that. I would be bitter and pissed. I'd be like, three people I love are together at a show and I'm just going to sit here and be pissed. And you're like, oh, I love it. That's so amazing. I love you all more
friends
now.
Friends becoming friends. Like, I love seeing... So hi, Carly. Carly, I've known since kindergarten, and her and Kristen went to the show together, and I love that. And then Matt, that I'm now dating, but met at Punk Rock Bowling out here passively because he's wearing a Darkbuster shirt, and drunk Sarah was like, what's up? fast forward to now, and like, I thought it was really cute that it's like the merging of worlds, you know?
Yeah. Well, I love it. I just need to say everyone knew you and Matt were going to end up together. Because I think, like, I think,
hi,
I can't remember if it was on the episode, but Hannah McFall was like, yeah, we knew they were going to get together at some point. Like, everyone had been trying to introduce you guys and all that stuff. And I've been thinking about that a lot lately, maybe because I'm single. I don't know. But I'm like, we need to do another, like, punk rock love, like, matching thing, you know, like if people know somebody that's a good person and they're single and like wants to like get people together, like, because you and Matt are just a great couple and you like so many of the same things, and it's like you should have been introduced like years ago, but then again, everything happens at the right time.
Would not have allowed that.
Right, everything happens at the right time for
hey Matt, if you're not embarrassed yet, you're totally embarrassed now. Totally, he is me with a dick. So there you go. Now you're embarrassed. No, it's true. We have a lot in common and it's fucking stupid. And he's my favorite person. So it took a long time for me to allow a relationship. I've avoided the general population for 5 years. I'm friendly and I love people and I love, but I could never commit to dating. So now I have this version of me that it's cool. He's cool. None of you knew it was coming. I didn't even know it was coming. But circumstances allowed us to meet when we did. And yeah, he's just the bee's knees. So
yeah. Well, and it just makes me happy.
And now
to
you're
see
all friends and live all in the same city.
Yeah, I didn't know him before. And now I do. And it makes me happy to see you happy and see him happy and all.
Which
that,
leads
so.
Us to one of my topics.
Ooh.
You get to go to your first Bruins game tomorrow.
Yes.
With him.
I know. I've never been to a Bruins game, which I don't know how, because I am a Bruins fan. I grew up like, my grandfather played hockey for Bowdoin, and hockey, actually, my grandmother, I still have two grandmothers alive, which is crazy. And one of them is turning 90 in a couple weeks. I'm going to her birthday party. So she was hit in the head with a hockey puck. Because my grandfather played hockey for Bowdoin, and
you're talking like Bowdoin, like Maine, right?
Bowdoin, yeah, Bowdoin College.
This is the most Maine story.
I know, right?
Hockey puck in the head in Maine, and
he went back there for a reunion or like a alumni game or something. And my grandmother's in the stands, and she gets hit in the head with a hockey puck, and she gets up and walks away, and people are like, "Dude, you're like bleeding out of your head." And we all joke in our family, it's not like she's listening to this, but we're all like, she's never been the same since. That's the joke in our family. So yeah, we have a big hockey family, and Bobby Orr and Cam Neely and all those guys like have been big in my family, and I've never been to a Bruins game. I don't know how. It's crazy. So because tickets are expensive and it's a lot, like,
and this weirdo has season tickets, so.
Yeah, so I asked him, I was like, because sometimes he'll put up there, on social media, like, I have an extra ticket to tonight's game. Can anyone go? And I can't do last minute. Like, I'm not a spur of the moment person because I have kids and all that. So I reached out to him and I'm like, so if you ever have that again,
thing is, he's going to fucking kill me. I'm so sorry. Maybe we should like bleep out his name so he's not like, did you ask my permission? was like, I think he said at first, like, do you think Kristen would want to go to a game? And I was like, yes, because she's never been to one. So I think that it was in the works, and then it happened anyway.
Oh, I asked you. I asked you, like, and actually, I was just talking to the girls when I was in Palm Springs the other weekend about this exact situation, because I'm like, I'm going to a hockey game with Sarah's boyfriend. And they're like, well, better you than someone else. And I'm like, yeah, you're totally right. Like, I'm the most trustworthy person that he could go to the game with.
Hey, he can go with whoever he wants to go with.
Yeah, but I was just joking because I'm like, yeah, I called her up and asked for permission. Is it weird if I go to a hockey game with your boyfriend?
I should like make things weird and like have him court you tomorrow. Be like, okay, so you're gonna show up with flowers and you're taking her on a date, or like better yet, show up at the game with like a whiskey and a hot dog or something.
Yeah, he's sweet. So anyways, props to Matt. Props to good guys.
You get to go to a Bruins game tomorrow, though, and I'm so fucking excited for you because I would love that.
Yeah.
Right now. The last couple times I've gone home, I've got to go to some games with him, so thank you, Matt. But you're going to have so much fun, and I hope that you send me pictures or snaps or something.
Of course. So what else is going on? Any other big topics that you thought we should chat about?
Yes. They kind of could go together hand in hand. So I'm trying to figure out which one I want to start with that will lead into the other the most smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
In our group that you had introduced earlier, We Are Mabel Syndrome Women, there was like some topics floating around. One of them resonates with me. Okay, I know where I'm starting now. And then it leads into me airing some grievances or like me venting about what really grinds my gears. So we'll start with...
I want to grind your gears. Sorry.
You should see her smile right now. She's lit up.
I like dad jokes. Wait, that's really an appropriate dad joke.
Yeah, please.
I want to grind your gears, honey.
We'll just say, I want to anger you. We'll just pretend you meant it that way.
Okay, yeah.
But one of them is, or was, and you and I have kind of, I think, talked about it before, but the expectation of people stereotype people based on the way they look. And especially in our grown-ass scene, we are old-ass adults. The bulk of my friends range anywhere from 50s to I'm in my 30s. And I feel that we should be at this point in our lives where you can wear whatever the fuck you want. You just be who you are. You know, we're grown adults and there are so many people who try to say that you're a fake, you're a phony. And we'll get into where I'm leading with this in a little bit of whom I'm just speaking of.
Yeah.
but you're not, no one's entitled to look a certain way. I'm responsible for myself. I might have raging red hair, but it's because it makes me feel confident and it's fun. And I'm sorry, but I can't do anything without being bombarded by like 20 strangers in a row, even old women being like, your hair is so beautiful. Do you know what kind
that's
of confidence?
That's amazing.
It's a confidence booster, and I have
no,
no confidence.
I don't know what that's like. That's amazing.
It's wonderful. Old-ass women in the airport, like, ran up to me and was like, your hair is so beautiful. And I'm over here like a troll in the airport, like, thank you so much. I'm trying to think of an old lady setting name.
But it's also Margaret. Thick and luscious and shiny, and I think that's part of it, too. But you. The fact that it's red makes it stand out, for sure.
But I don't have red hair because I want to be a punk. I am not a punk. During my day job, I work in real estate and I manage a luxury apartment community. And on my day to day, I wear slacks, heels, usually some kind of ugly floral blouse and a blazer or a cardigan. And I'm not trying to be anything. I'm getting up and I'm going to a job. Mm-hmm. Or I live in like band t-shirts and things. And if I want to dress up, like I have a closet full of pinup dresses that I think are cute as fuck. But if I want to wear them, I'm going to wear them. But mm-hmm. like people, you should wear what you feel confident in and what you think is fun. And
yeah. Well, it's interesting how people choose how they want to portray themselves, right? And I don't think it's necessary. You don't dye your hair red because you're punk. But I think the fact that you do have a punk mindset of like, this is what makes me feel good. I can do whatever the fuck I want. Like choosing to just dress the way you want to dress and look the way you want to look. And like, if I want to dye my hair red, I'm going to dye my hair red and I don't give a shit. You know, that it's not because you're punk, but it's your punk ethos, I think, that does drive that a little bit.
That's fair. But we've kind of talked about it before, too, where you're here. Well, how do you feel about this topic? Let's just turn it to you.
Well, so I don't look punk, right? Like, typically, I look like a fucking soccer mom. I look boring as hell. So I guess I've been given some shit about it a little bit. Not much. I feel like people are pretty
That's so petty.
Understanding about how people look and that they look. The most I get is just, you don't look punk rock, or like they're surprised that that's what I listen to or whatever. And that's fine. I just say, no, it's what I've listened to for, you know, 40 years. So it's not, I mean, it's just me. And so I think it's more just the surprise, but I don't get disrespect about it. Normally I did have one situation that was rough. I've talked about it on a past podcast where another woman kind of gave me a hard time for not looking punk enough, but I've talked about that before. And so I guess, you know, but this is the way I want to look, right? Like, I don't like dyeing my hair. I don't think it goes with, like, my skin tone.
No, it's too much fucking upkeep. Don't do it. You have beautiful virgin hair.
It's not virgin hair. I do dye it. I dye my roots because I'm old as shit.
Don't admit that. Just be like, yeah, thanks, Sarah.
It's all about being honest, right? I mean, it's real life. So, I do dye my hair, but I can't do funky colors. I actually was the color of your hair at one point. I had hair that color when I lived on Grant Street, actually, funny enough, which is a whole nother thing that we've talked about on the podcast. But anyway, so, yeah, I used to have bright red hair. It doesn't go with my skin tone. It doesn't look good on me. So I like my brown hair. And it goes both ways, right?
No one needs to look a certain way.
Exactly. And it goes both ways because there are conservative people and conservative situations, like let's say a job where they wouldn't want you to have your hair dyed a certain way or have you look a certain way. So there's that side of the discrimination. And then there's also the discrimination from the other side of like, you don't look punk or you don't look punk enough or the shirt you're wearing isn't cool because it's a Green Day shirt or a, I don't know. Like, so there's just all sorts of weird
like
shit about what people
like.
Wear.
People are petty. That's the thing, is we just have a lot of bullies. Like, we're all too old for this shit. But before I get into that too, what you just said, like, you know, in my job, when I did get hired originally, I had blonde hair and I looked wholesome, like a kindergarten teacher. Mm-hmm. And it I dyed it brown, and then brown turned red, and then red got redder, and red got redder, red got even redder, and here I am. And I just got a big promotion, and you know, I keep going back. I'm like, do I want to be taken more serious? Do I need to dye my hair? They accept me for exactly who I am, and no one said anything to me yet, but I keep wondering, do I need to tend to this soon?
Yeah.
And but at the end of the day, too, like, you go out, and it's 2020. You'll go out in the street and see old-ass women and men rocking whatever they want now. And
so my son's my son's first grade teacher has green hair.
Cool.
Yeah. She's super, like, she's just super awesome, and she has green hair. And actually, this mom, oh my God, I live in such a conservative town. No one listens to this, so I don't care. But she comes up to me the other day, and she's like, I have to admit, I had some reservations about her because of her green hair. But now she's really grown on me, and I really like her. And I'm like, I'm not fucking applauding you. Like, yeah. Why did you have reservations?
Cool story, Brenda.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Whatever. But yeah,
my first grade teacher, Mrs. Sawicki, definitely didn't have green hair.
Right. Yeah. That's most awesome. Do not. She is she is exceptionally cool. But I think it's getting more open and appropriate and all that kind of stuff, obviously. But yeah, I don't know. It goes both ways. And the bullying is crazy. I don't see much of it. I think I tend to ignore stuff. Like, if something on Facebook bothers me, I just literally scroll right past it. I don't give it 2 seconds. So, but I know there have been some things that have kind of
been grinding my gears.
What did you say? Grinding your gears.
I just feel like no one needs to look a certain way, but if they look how they look, let them be. And that's it. That's all. So there's a woman in our scene who, you know, I don't know personally. I met her once and she was kind enough. And so we'll just come out and say it. It's Erin McGlow. And she has her own interview channel. What is it?
Last Rockers?
Last Rockers TV or something. And she goes out and interviews bands that I love. Like, I remember Noise. I'm wearing their hoodie right now. Noise was on. A lot of bands I know and love and respect have done interviews with her. And in the past, I get so annoyed. I'm not defending anyone, and I'm not saying pro or negative. I'm just saying it's petty as fuck to sit here and say someone's faking it for attention and they're faking being punk when they're going out and putting in the work. And, like, who cares what she looks like? She's interviewing bands that she likes and loves and promoting them. And they're agreeing to do it, and they're not saying and airing any grievances here. But people just rip on her, and they say that she does her thing, Last Rockers TV, for attention. So I tried to, like, turn the tables, because there's this funny internet, like, promotion for like, Facebook groups that had a thing on her recently with it, and, like, a group of LA, like, mm-hmm. whatever, like, it was like some punk LA punk group, and so it was all over Facebook. Punk rock
therapy group,
and people kept, like, sharing it as a meme and making fun of it, and I bit my tongue, because a lot of our mutual friends were reposting it, and it's like saying that you and I and everyone included in Mabel Syndrome do this for attention. We do it because right. It's something that we talk about. We talk to each other. We talk about things we love. It's built community. It's something to be passionate about away from our normal day to day. Like, I have my job that drives, like, it just wears me thin. You know, it's something that's outside of your family, friends, and your normal thing. And it's talking about something that we love to do. So why pin it on just her saying, you do this for attention and that's it. And people rip on the way that she looks and says she's faking it. It's like, let her fucking wear what she wants and be who she wants to be. And if you don't like it, just move along and don't say anything.
Right.
Like, we're grown ass adults, not we, because I don't bully. Like, I was bullied as a kid. I am a woman. I am not a child. And I'm not going to make fun of someone for the way that they look. A lot of people who are doing it are parents, and they're raising their kids to not be bullying little shitheads, little turds. And then they're being 30, 40, 50-year-old bullying little turds on the internet. little keyboard warriors.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah. I mean, I have a little bit of a different take on it. I think we don't know what her motivations are. Like, who am I to speculate what her motivations are? And who cares? Yeah.
She's doing it. Get over it.
She's doing it. And anything that can help, potentially help our scene is great. I think, you know, and I don't know if people say negative things about Mabel Syndrome or not. I don't hear them. So I'm very pleased about that. I do think, you know, I have not met Erin, so I cannot speak from personal experience. I think she seems fine. I have nothing against her. I'd love to meet her. Fine, whatever. But I do know people who she has treated not so nicely. So people that I like have said, oh, she wasn't very nice to me. So, of course, I'm going to have a little bit of a jilted, you know, sense of her if people I like and trust say she wasn't nice to me, right? So, I don't know. I think because of some experiences that people, like legit experiences people have had with her, it makes it easier for people to snowball on that and target her. And I'm not saying that's okay. I don't agree with internet bullying. I would never say anything about her not knowing her or her looks. I could care less, all that stuff. But I do think it's really important people's character and how they portray themselves. And it's really easy because it's a small, we have a very small community. And as soon as one person does something, it gets out there. Everyone talks about it. Everyone knows. And I think you do have to be a little careful about how you carry yourself and what you do. And not that it's okay necessarily, but I don't know. It's a tough thing, right? Bullying is not okay. Talking about how she looks or her motivations when you have no idea what her motivations are is not okay. If you have a personal experience that wasn't great, keep it to yourself. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, and people rip her saying she's dressed in that way and faking it. And I'm like, do you see what I wear 5 days a week to work?
Right.
It's like saying when I'm out of work, I'm faking it because I dress a certain way during a day job or something. I felt it kind of went hand in hand with one of the topics that was going on in the group of when you don't look a certain way. And I'm just like, that's so petty because we're just grown adults. We're all here for, let's just break it down to the like little bit of truth that we've got. We are in a community based and sharing. We're in a community based on things that we love. We're all brought together by our love of the music. And then on top of that, we find other ways to build this community and other things that we've got in common. And it grows from there. But
and
like
to be honest,
skeleton
for
of
the
it,
most part, we don't have anything in common except our love of punk rock music. People have different skin colors, different genders, different sexual orientations, different financial situations, different people live all over the world. All walks of life. The only thing that we all have in common is that we love punk rock. So, and the fact that she's putting so much effort in, I mean, I applaud her. She does. She puts a lot of effort in to the what she does, and she's getting lesser known bands out there. And so I applaud that. And I don't think it's okay to target somebody how, you know, based on how they look or based on how they dress or based on they're too rich to be. That's like saying someone's too rich to be in the punk rock scene. Like, you're not punk rock. You have too much money. You're too successful. Like, it's just ridiculous. And I hate all that shit.
Yeah. It's silly. At the end of the day, everyone's their own self. Like, you don't have to fit into a particular box. We're supposed to be the most accepting scene. Yeah. And for the most part, we are. I feel that I've kind of stuck to those values growing up, and I still try to go day to day with all of those values and being inclusive. And then all of a sudden these contradictory things come onto the internet, and I'm just like, shut up, everyone, move along. Like, just let it go.
But also, like, it goes with, you know, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. Like,
exactly.
Why do you need to go on there and be mean? If you don't like the girl, if you had a bad experience with her, if you think she's fake, if you think she's whatever, don't say anything. Who cares? Or do what we all do and talk to your friends in private about it. But there's no need to publicly bash someone. That is bullying. And that is
it
not
is.
Nice.
It's excessive. It's a little much. I always feel like, you know, I don't have kids, but it's like, I picture like hearing friends talk to their kids, be like, you don't want to be a little bully. Like, bullies grow up to be assholes. Like, you don't want to be that. So when I hear like people talking like that, I want to turn around and be like, how would you like if I said blah about you? And I point out their biggest flaw or what I was internally thinking about them. Be like, no, it doesn't feel good. Let it fucking go. Be kind. Be sweet.
Yeah.
That's it. Or don't say anything at all.
That's our overarching theme with Mabel Syndrome too. And we've had to, you know, Jessica and I had to make a really early conscious decision that if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. And we've taken interviews down and we've, you know, not released some interviews or different things like that, you know, when we find out that people aren't nice or good or whatever by our standards. And, you know, but we don't have any interest in calling people out or talking shit about people or just for the sake of being mean, because everyone can have their own opinion and every, you know, whatever. We do have to toe some sort of like ethical standard, and we do have morals that we run Mabel Syndrome by. So we do have some standards, but, you know, there's absolutely no need to go and talk about bad about somebody publicly. It makes zero sense.
Yep. Be who you want to be. Look how you want to look. Just be good. Be kind.
Like who you want to like. Don't like who you don't want to like.
Exactly.
That's, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what really grinds my gears, Kristen.
I like it. I like when your gears are grinded. I want to say we have a lot more episodes coming up. We're going to wrap this one up and play a couple songs by The Drowns.
So
stay tuned for that. And as always, please rate and subscribe to us on iTunes. And any final thoughts, Sarah? Anything you want to end with?
I'd like to request, can we get some advice from some Help Me Stacey D soon?
Yes, let's do another Help Me Stacey D. And if people have other suggestions, so topics or questions for me and Sarah that you'd like us to discuss on the podcast, please DM one of us or write to Mabel Syndrome on Facebook, or our email address is wearemabelsyndrome@gmail.com. So shoot us an email if you have ideas. We're going to get more episodes out. So Woo! We're going to do this. We're going to more women talking about punk rock. So coming your way. And here is a song by The Drowns. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Kristen. White man to land is, she could crush all the rain.